Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's always entertaining to hear from Michael Jones, now a state delegate, because the guy is clueless on everything, it seems. Well, these people weren't violent criminals, but they were criminals. No, they're violent criminals. I'm the most violent criminal of them all. Well, that for a guy who has said so many stupid things, that could be the most stupid thing he's ever said. It's a tough competition, I agree with you, but the folks who are being arrested by ICE are in the country illegally. They broke the law. They are lawbreakers every single day of the week, every single minute of the day. Well, they didn't break this law. I understand that. Not everybody breaks every law. But we don't have a minimum, do we? Well, I'm not locking somebody up till they commit three crimes, Jeff. That's just, well, you could do that, I suppose. You know what you do? You pass a law. In fact, weird thing that I have figured out over the years. If you would like to eliminate crime altogether, you know what you do? You do away with laws. If you have no laws, well, you couldn't have any reporting on crime. Oh, you would still have bad behavior, and you would still have, dare I say, criminal behavior. Fact, truthfully, you would have more of it. But you wouldn't have any statistics. You wouldn't have any crime reports. They have done that. Biden went in with the National Institutes of Justice to monkey around with some of the reporting. And that was able to show certain places were, quote, safer because they had fewer reports of, as an example, some of the violent crimes. It wasn't that there were less violent crimes happening. They just were no longer being reported. What we used to call Part One crimes. Every law enforcement agency in America would report them to D.C. And they've changed some of the requirements now. It's crazy, but so when Michael Jones, he's, oh, I'm going to introduce a law so that the ICE people can't wear any sort of face covering in America. Weren't you one of the guys just a couple of years ago suggesting to all of your constituents that they crazy glue and staple paper masks to their face? Remember that? It's not that long, and then hide under their bed with all the doors sealed, masking tape wrapped around their head, you know, stuff like that. That was you. It's ridiculous. Why are those ICE agents, in some cases, wearing face coverings? Just by a show of hands. Anybody know? Because they and their children are being actively doxxed. That's why. So, to Michael Jones, if you don't want them wearing face coverings, why don't you say to the criminals, you're going to need to stop attacking the children of ICE agents? Once you do that, then they would be able to do their job and perhaps not have to obscure their face. Well, they have to show, they're not showing ID. Yeah, they are. I've watched any number of the videos. In this day and age, there's nothing that's not recorded. And the allegations leveled, in this case, against some of these ICE agents, They're obscuring their faces all the time. Not all the time. Some of them are. Some of them are not. And the policies, Mr. Jones, have nothing to do with you, a local state delegate from Richmond. They have to do with the federal government. And I will remind you about something called the Supremacy Clause, right? Feds trump the states. But they're not, Jeff, we got to have a law here. They got to identify themselves. They are identifying themselves. And they are presenting badges and credentials. I've seen the videos. I've watched them. Those guys who work plain clothes at the federal level invariably have got their badge right there on the belt. That's the style. That's what they do. It's always there. Well, what about ID? Some of them have it. The cred's hanging around their neck. Some of them might have it in a pocket. But everybody's being identified. Jeff, they're criminals who are pretending to be ICE agents. Yeah, there have always been criminals who have pretended to be this, that, or the other because they're criminals and they like to hurt people and steal from people. If you haven't watched Dope Thief, there's a whole series on, I think it's Apple. Dope Thief, which is all about that. Two pretty resourceful criminals who decide what they're going to do is they're going to pretend that they are DEA agents. It's a good series. So there's nothing new there. Now, I do have some good news. You want to hear some good news? The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has just announced moments ago they are shutting down. Good news. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has just announced it will be shutting down operations after Congress pulled its funding. In a press release moments ago, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting said, quote, it would begin an orderly wind down of its operations following the passage of a federal rescissions package last month. For nearly 60 years, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has carried out its congressional mission to build and sustain a trusted public media system. You guys failed miserably in that one. That informs, educates, and serves communities across the country. Also, a pile of crap, through partnerships with local stations and producers. Corporation for Public Broadcasting has supported educational content, locally relevant journalism, emergency communications, cultural programming, and essential services for Americans in every community. The president and CEO of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting said, "We now face the difficult reality of closing our operations." Huh. Okay. What do I care? Well, no offense. No, I don't care if it's offensive or not. What do I care? You did a terrible job at what you did. Oh, it's a congressional mission, Jeff. Where's somebody? No, what you did was you were the corporation for propaganda and BS. That's what your title really stood for. And you went out there as state media. And all you ever did was to support and promote left-wing items. That was it. If you had ever engaged in any sort of legitimate journalism, then maybe some of us would feel bad about what's happening. If you had ever been involved in responsible reporting, then again, maybe some of us would feel bad. But I haven't seen anything, haven't heard anything that in any way would tell me you are going to be missed. I'm not going to miss you. Oh, what about those jobs? Well, you know, people lose jobs every day, which stinks. I'm not trying to minimize that either. I've been in that position. I've lost jobs. And it's not a good place to be. It's not nice. But it happens every day. And it happens especially when you're working for some sort of an outfit that has failed at doing what it was supposed to do. That's the deal on that. It's really pretty simple. What will those people do? I don't know. I have not checked LinkedIn or Craigslist under the category of propaganda recently. I'm sure there's something there, Craigslist especially, right? They must have a propaganda section. But for the rest of them, I don't know. You could, in theory, if you were involved in the media, radio or television, I suppose you could, make an application to participate in the dreaded private sector where the rest of us exist, where we have to do what we're supposed to do and asked to do and make it profitable and successful. I know those are foreign concepts. You've never had to do any of those things, but it could be an option. All right. My brother from another mother, Stan Drewski, is going to be with us at 4:35. We'll talk a little bit about cars, have some fun. Stan is back from a big event with his Shop Fix Academy. Apparently, once again, a featured speaker, man. He's really just lighting it up. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Joe Biden is sort of kind of back. Remember him? Kind of played the part of the president for a couple of years. And he was speaking to the National Bar Association. Jeff, don't you mean the American Bar Association? No, the National Bar Association, which is the association formed by black attorneys when they were not actually allowed to join the American Bar Association. Fascinating thing. But Biden was there, and according to all reports, he was slurring his speech repeatedly throughout the speech. So I guess nothing has changed. He wasn't wearing sunglasses. There are a couple of photos. But apparently had a tough time actually speaking.
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
You are one sick dude. I don't know any other way to say it. You are just a twisted guy. I wouldn't want you in the swimming pool with my kids. I'll tell you that right now. You're a weirdo. Does anybody else get that sense? Like if he weren't the former president or vice president or senator, right? He was just the guy who lived down the street. He would be that weird guy in that house. Your family, he'd probably be weird Uncle Joe. You know, he'd be saying something stupid and the rest of the people go, it's just weird Uncle Joe. What are you going to do? Yeah, but he's, I know, really. That's just the way it is. Pass the potatoes, would you? Thanks. American Eagle breaking its silence about the Sydney Sweeney situation. I didn't even know who Sydney Sweeney was when the story broke. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm just being honest with you. So I thought it was a dude. I thought it was S-I-D-N-E-Y. So I thought it was some guy named Sydney who had some commercial or something about jeans, dungarees, as they used to be called. And turns out it's this, a very attractive young lady named Sydney Sweeney, spelled with a Y. And she talks about having, quote, great jeans. And first, it's pretty clear she's talking about how she's very attractive, right? So she had good jeans. Guess I don't know who her parents are. Haven't seen them, but I guess it means her mom and dad were attractive folks, and they passed along some good genetics. And so she looks the way she looks. Good for her. And then it becomes, she's actually selling jeans. Oh, I get it. Good jeans. Great jeans. You know, the the left again, because they're just out of any realistic proposals. Claim it's Nazi propaganda. Well, you know, see, this is just like the Nazis, Jeff. Oh, good Lord, it's not like the Nazis. I lost family to the Nazis. I can tell you about the Nazis. I can tell you what the Nazis really did. Well, she's talking about her genes, and that, of course, only the Nazis ever talked about genetics. Really? Read a book. Not one of those pop-up books, and not one of those obscene books that have been taken out of the school libraries, but an actual book. Do you a world of good. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, you ever feel like that? Yeah, it is Friday. By the way, the weather's gorgeous. It's like 75 degrees, slightly overcast. So kind. My amazing daughter, Julia, has actually been outside all day. From early this morning till now. She's going to come in, I guess. We'll bring her in at dinner. She's having such a great time. She hasn't been able to get outside for the last couple of weeks because of the really, really hot temperature. So anyway, it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. One of the things that we do on Friday is that we chat with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week you'll find at Certified Auto Repair, our Arts Automotive Service, and just back from a big, big Shop Fix Academy appearance. I'm just always happy to welcome him. Stan, welcome, sir.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz. Yep. Went to Shop Fix. Helped a lot of shop owners. Try to use a gift or two that I've learned and a blessing I've learned to give back. And here I am. We're hot and heavy and the best of trying to get number one auto repair shop in Central Virginia again. So I know that is coming to an end here very soon. And so we're stoked. Just trying to help some people out here.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing, because I was I saw some of the photos. You were once again featured on their big stage, were you not?
I was. And what a blessing it is. We had over 1,800 shop owners there. It's the largest automotive owner conference in the country, if not the world. And we're just thankful to be able to. We blew the entire place out. There wasn't enough room in the whole embassy suites, the executives, and we had to put tents outside with air conditioned units. And I want to thank all the members that came. We had quite a few come from Central Virginia that I had never met before that are trying to change their lives. So for Megan and I, it's been me being a shop, somebody who's been around the shop for 30 years and fixing cars, and her being smart and all edumacated and stuff. And we try to put everything together, and we felt like we could service the customers better than we've seen, and I could fix the cars better. And then we just learned it wasn't that easy to open a business. So we found Shop Fix Academy in 2020, and as soon as they showed us how to start, Aaron Stokes is the founder, he and his wife, Lydia, and we found them on the back of a magazine, and we flew over to Tennessee, and we've never looked back. They've been able to help us run the business right, give our customers the lowest price, the best warranties, and you can do it, but it takes so much to run the business right until you know how to do it. Most shop owners out here are, in fact, they're not sitting here, taking money all to the bank and laughing at how bad it is that your bank account's hurting because you needed a car repair. They're hurting too. And so We've learned how to make it kind of the best of all worlds and really take this industry sort of by the horns and start having an industry that customers can trust again. And by doing that, what you do is you enable the shops to run a fair, honest business to actually make some money out of it. And like I told you, when this whole tariff thing started, we're guaranteeing our parts prices for this entire year. And we've been able to do that. We have not changed or raised our prices at all. And we're not going to. We negotiated with our vendors and they understand where we're coming from. I don't have to use any one single vendor. We have such a good following. Central Virginia is such a loyal following. They know we're doing the best we can do on their cars. And so we're able to make those negotiations with these vendors. So we're not raising your prices at all through this. So Right. It just keeps, it just adds on to how it gives the end result is a customer receiving the best customer service they could possibly ask for in any shop, and then helping other shops learn how to do it as well. Just making the industry better.
It is a very cool thing. It is a very, very cool thing. It's so nice to see you involved in that. And honest to goodness, not just involved. I mean, you're getting to be a big deal there, my friend. And it's well, you are. I am so happy. Look, I sound like you're like a proud uncle or something, but you know, I look at you on that stage and I think, yeah, exactly. You're doing it for all the right reasons, and you're helping those shop owners. And this is the important part. This is why you, for years now, have been doing In the Garage with Stan Andruski, which airs every Saturday morning right here, 8 a.m., because you wanted people who were not shop owners to understand these are good, honest, decent people for the most part, overwhelmingly good, decent, honest people trying to pay their bills, keep your car safe and on the road. And when you have the opportunity to help, even with saying, hey, I think it sounds like you may need to do this, you want to do that, and it's giving back. You've been doing that the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm thankful, and I'm in a position where I feel completely overwhelmed and blessed with the talents and the ability God's given me. A lot of times I don't feel like I'm the one speaking. I'll just be honest with you, Jeff. I know that I'm being used, and I'm very thankful for that in a way that is positive. But let me just say this. I think one of the biggest things I've learned over the last few years is honestly trying to stay humble, but also understanding that the most important thing for somebody, including our customers, is they can understand why something costs what it does. If they can understand how and why to take care of their cars, like why we have to do it this way, why do we have to charge diagnostics to get your car fixed, like to get rid of and dispel all the myths. And that's the one thing I think that the show's been able to do, and something that I've learned to relay very well to customers. And this is why this particular repair costs this much. I've done my research, I bring the receipts, and customers can understand and appreciate it. That way they're not wondering. I think if there's a void out there, why does this part cost this much? And I go on eBay or I go on Amazon and pay for it. They're not the same, first and foremost. Second, you're not getting a warranty on those like you are with us. And third, you're not getting somebody who knows how to put them on at some of these other places when you go for the cheapest deal. So just explaining the why, it leaves less room for people to wonder sort of on their own, how could this possibly cost this much? Or why did this repair happen now? Right. With the maintenance, why is it important to do maintenance and have these priorities? You know, so that's the biggest thing I think that I've been blessed enough to be able to learn, that people just want to understand it within reason, and if they can understand it, it makes everything much much better to do for us and for them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's to make it clear to everybody that the equipment is expensive, the skill set that your techs have is just off the charts, and that diagnostic. You know, I just went over there. I just wanted them to look over and, you know, take it for a test drive and tell me it was okay. Well, okay, well, that's 30 minutes. It's 40 minutes. It's an hour. Well, they should just, it's like you don't walk into your doctor's office and say, I just want you to give me a quick once-over and tell me if everything's okay. You pay people for time. I mean, that's ultimately what each of us has to trade, right, is our skill and our time.
Yeah, and diagnostic is, you know, it's one of those like witchery words where people are afraid to talk about it. I'm not. I mean, I think that we do offer at both shops, ARTS and Certified, we offer a free second opinion. Yep. We also offer a free 15-minute no wrench. So if you do have something going on, we've had people come in and they were told they needed brakes over the phone. And, you know, they sat here and called 20 places. It was going to be $400. And we take it in and there's a stone like stuck to it. And like, dude, you're gone. What do we owe you? Nothing. Here, take this. Take this and put it on your mantle. You know, it was literally a rock scraping in your brakes. And I'm not going to charge anybody anything for that. But that's why we hold our processes. Like, we don't necessarily price over the phone things. We want to make sure, one of the biggest things we see is people get in there thinking they need something, and it's nothing like they think. Either it could be cheaper a lot of times, or it might be a different direction. So the diagnostic, if you bring it in and we have to perform some kind of diagnosis on your car, we're on the hook then. Like, if we tell you it's something, right, we're not the local parts store that just says, oh, you need oxygen sensor, you go put it on, and your check engine light's still on. Like, if we tell you need that and it doesn't work, that's on us then.
That's right.
And we have trained people to do that, so you're right. But we do also, you know, we've been offering free AC services all summer long. We've helped, I mean, I don't even have a number for you, Jeff. Last time I looked, it was just a ton. It was well over 50 or 60 customers, at, I think, just certified alone that came in for air conditioned checks that we were able to help out with. And, you know, we're going easy on the diagnosis side of things because it's a very hot summer, and the community needs us. And if they need help with it, we've been doing our best to try to give them an idea. And we've been able to fix a lot of them for pennies on the dollar, believe it or not, just a little leak here or there, and they're on their way. So we do like to be able to give back when we can. But if you have a technician like we have, and these guys are all master certified, every single technician we have, these guys can fix any car that comes in that building. And these guys also like to be paid for their service and the work that they put in, the education they have. I mean, half their tools are a couple $100,000 in tools. A couple $100,000, that's not your local mechanic anymore. Like, these, right. It's, you know, and so so that's just the thing we try to get across to customers. Absolutely.
Well, you do the best. Now, listen, I've got to wrap it up, but there are two things I need people to understand. Number one, Certified Auto Repair, once again, in the running for best auto repair shop in all of Central Virginia. And the way that you can vote for them, of course, online, you go to go.richmond.com, but you can text the number 276 to 804-430-5505. I've been doing that consistently. And in front of everybody, I don't care if you blush, I want to thank you and I want to thank Megan, because as I have been involved with this Team Cats effort for Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, no shock here, but Stan Andruski, Megan Andruski immediately stepped to the plate and said, how can we help, making a very, very impressive show of your support? So thank you, Stan. Thank you, Megan.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much. You know, I have a firm belief that fatherhood and the lack of through this country has been the biggest problem we've had as far as the culture and our and just society. So, and I've also been part of the Fatherhood Foundation before, and so I 100% encourage people to get involved, get out there, and you know, moms do have it bad, single moms, but how many know single dads can be just as bad, especially the last few years where we've literally had attacks. And anything that was manly for the last 15 years, if you're a man, it's kind of bad these days. And we just can't have that. I mean, men, we have our own set of circumstances and struggles we have to deal with. And if men, if you're listening, you're not alone. Come out to find a church, find the Fatherhood Foundation, especially if you're a dad. Reach out to other men and let's start talking more. And don't try to take it all on yourself. So thank you, Jeff, so much. Love you for doing it. So thankful for the Fatherhood Foundation. Love you, Central Virginia. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. That is Stan Drewski, everybody. Stan Drewski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Drewski, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, ain't that the truth, huh? 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday afternoon. I've got all the windows open here. Every single, one, two, three, yeah, four, all four windows. I'm concerned somebody installed an extra window. I mean, I know that nobody stole the window, but yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Oh, the weather is fantastic. It's a beautiful day. Now, my day was pretty good, just FYI. I don't mean to brag, but we got to record our August Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honors program today. And what? Oh, what an honoree. Good Lord. So impressed with the honoree. And you'll hear this the final Friday of August. You get to hear it. But I'm just going to give you the heads up. The chief of the agency actually came in as well. And because the chief was there, I said, well, chief, would you mind? You share why you nominated this particular officer. It's so rewarding to me to see how the Lieutenant Jamick Turnham Blue Friday Honor program has grown over the years. If you don't know the history, let me share this with you. It started back when Ferguson, Missouri was going on. You remember that? All of the tumult in Ferguson. And Michael Brown was the young man. You remember. Okay, so at that time, essentially, every law enforcement officer in America was demonized. And all we heard were how terrible the cops were. And that included, I'm not particularly proud to say this, but that included some news folks in our own operation. I'll never forget that. Never, ever, ever. I was mortified at what I was hearing, but it was what it was. And I went to the gentleman who was our program mangler at the time, and I said, "Hey, what do you think about such and such?" He said, "Well, you know, yeah, go ahead. If you want to do it, you can do it." So we've done it. Now, that's more than 8 years ago. I guess 9 years ago now, I think. Well, I mean, the big anniversary coming up will be 10. I don't know exactly. I'd have to look. Honestly, I'd have to look at my book with my notes to see the first day that we did this. But long story short, I couldn't get any chiefs anywhere, any sheriffs, anybody to actually nominate their officers because they thought there was some sort of, a swerve that was going to happen. Well, that was never the case. And so now here we are, and this Saturday, that's tomorrow, my friends, from 10:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening, Paul Diana, a former law enforcement officer himself, is going to be bringing his food truck out, PRD Concessions. They're going to be parked at the Mechanicsville Ace Hardware. That's Mechanicsville Turnpike and Lee Davis. 10:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, and they are going to donate 50% of everything to us to buy more gifts for the honorees of the Lieutenant Jamick Turnham Blue Friday Honor. We have a lot of great folks who donate and help us out that way, but I'm just going to share this with you. Fundamentally, all of this has come out of my pocket from day one. I'm happy to do it, but I'm going to be happier if we get a little bit of help. So details, again, tomorrow from 11 in the morning till 7 in the evening. I'll actually be there pouring lemonade from 11 a.m. until 1. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.